Hello, this is Charlie, and you're listening to Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Mia, our headphones are tangled together. Mia's here.
Hi.
Isaac's here, and Joe's here. They're both lurking in the background somewhere.
Yeah,
Joe's doing some homework and getting ready for his show next, supposedly. We just watched the Celtics win.
First of many,
that's so exciting.
Well, actually, funny enough, I brought home a little Miami
Heat.
I went back to Miami 2 weeks ago now, I guess, right? And I brought back a little, can I say what type of glass it is? I brought back a Miami Heat shot glass. And so now we need to get a Celtics one. That's all.
That's it?
That's it. That was a story.
I thought there was going to be something else there.
No, I'm
that's
just
it.
Saying that we need to All get right. a Celtics one.
I guess we'll launch into our music then for today. I don't really know what we're going to listen to first. We got a couple of records. I think my computer is dead.
No.
No?
No.
We charged it all? Oh, we charged it
I
all.
Charged it, yeah.
Thank you, Mia.
You're welcome.
The songs we are going to listen to today. Actually, I know what we're going to start with.
What is it?
We're going to start off with the new Mike song. It's called Pieces of a Dream. It's really good.
Can you tell us about the cover, please?
It's definitely something he made in Instagram Story Create and then had someone paint.
Yeah. Or AI.
I don't think it's AI.
No?
No, I don't think he's that kind of guy.
That's good. Honestly, like, album art is a lost art. Bring it back.
We're gonna listen to this. If I was betting man, I'd bet we'll listen to some Claro tonight.
Yeah.
Because we still have that around kicking. I'm looking at the Aqualung picture on the wall. We're probably not gonna listen to Aqualung.
Why not?
I don't know. But you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. Because we were testing some things earlier for Studio C. And I saw Aqualung on your liked songs on Spotify and decided to play it because that's a good album.
Studio C is now working. As for some little WMFO news, it's not open to the public yet because we got to clean up all the wiring and fit a couple new panels. So it might be a week before we get that going. But you can listen to stuff. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
But this is Mike, Pieces of a Dream.
In the blazing blood, rest high never gave me
Hello. We are back in the studio. Mm-hmm. You just listened to I Heart Metal Buildings. I love metal buildings. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, I love metal buildings.
By who?
By David Byrne. You can put up a building just like that these days, he says. You can order it out of a catalog, he says.
This is true.
That's from True Stories. Great movie. Me and Isaac watched that the other day.
We did.
It's a good one.
It's a very good movie.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I'm not sure what else to say about it, really. I encourage you all to watch.
I didn't know that until Charlie showed it to me that Radiohead got their name from the movie.
Yeah, I didn't either. That was a very much a... But I'm a big Talking Heads fan, let me tell you this fun fact.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Which is chill. That's cool.
I don't know.
But it was definitely like, yeah.
Like, you know,
there was a little script that took over for a second there. Like, did you know that this song was...
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't feel like that happens. Well, I don't hear
I have my
stories.
Things like that, too, where I just... Yeah.
Everyone
It's
does.
Like this... Everyone's individual equivalent of the... Did you know Tim Impala is just
did
one
you,
guy?
Did you know
about the people from Hers died?
Yeah, did you know Viggo Mortensen one. Broke his toe in filming
that's
Lord of the
that,
Rings? That's a huge one.
The Hers
I know
one,
so many people.
The Hers one
that
is
one.
Is that always comes up for me, and I don't want to be that guy, but it just
it
always
happens.
Ends up happening.
I'm always that person. Did you know that they died in a car crash? I remember the day.
It's
I remember
sad.
The day. It was very, very sad. Yeah. We were at Mao's house in Colombia.
Can we say something happy before we listen to the next song? Previously, I guess we'll say, what did we listen to? Funky on My Back by
really
Cold
good.
Blood
that
from their
cool.
album Sisyphus.
That was really
I pulled
cool.
this one off the wall. This is getting added to my mythology playlist.
Oh, that's
right. Of things that are vaguely mythology themed because there's so many people out
what's
there
the,
who's,
the
who've
the...
made a bad mythology song. Even David Bowie fell for this.
It's
a
classic
very easy
trap.
Trap to fall for. But I have a playlist on my Spotify. If you listen to the show, you probably know where to find it. Of good mythological songs.
There's one by these guys. The one of the guy with the eye. The story of the eye. The guy that sees everything. Am I the person that sees everything?
This isn't Ween. You're thinking of The Argus by Ween?
Yes, but I'm thinking about that song.
That's a good one. That one's on the playlist.
That's,
for sure.
That's all I want. That's what I was thinking about.
Also features Tales of Brave Ulysses by Cream, Achilles' Last Stand by Led Zeppelin, Home at Last by Steely Dan, Black and Brown Blues by the Silver Jews.
That's a good one.
That's a really good song. We might listen to that one later. Yeah, Alpha Beta Kappa, Fall of Troy, Modern Baseball, good song. But we're going to move on to the song that we're going to listen to next, Don't Worry About the Government.
That's a good one.
Is that a general statement or is that the name of the song?
I don't know.
I see the clouds that move across the sky. I see the wind that moves the clouds away. It moves the clouds over by the building. I pick the building that I want to live in. I smell the pine trees and the peaches in the woods. I see the pine cones that fall by the highway. That's the highway that goes to the building. I pick the building that I want to live in. It's over there, it's over there. My building has every convenience. It's gonna make life easy for me. It's gonna be easy to get things done. I will relax along with my loved ones. Loved ones, loved ones, visit the building. Take the highway, park and come up and see me. I'll be working, working. But if you come visit, I'll put down what I'm doing. My friends are important. Don't you worry about me.
I'm Mr. Stupid, and I didn't think of what we were going to listen to next.
That's not positive thinking. That's how you. That's how we gotta talk to the kids at the MF at the museum, because sometimes they say dumb things, and they talk like bad about themselves, like "oh, I hate this" or something, and we're like, "that's not appropriate language for this room in here." So Charlie, that's not appropriate language.
But I know what I want to listen to, though. But we... Yeah. We're going to listen to it.
Find yourself in another part of the world. ask yourself, where does that highway go to? And you may ask yourself, am I right? Am I wrong? And you may say to yourself, my God, what have I done?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground, into the blue again, into the silent water, under the rocks and stones, there is water underground. Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground, into the blue again, after the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
Same as it ever was.
Every picture has its shadows, and it has some source of light. Blindness inside. The perils of benefactors, and the blessings of parasites. Blindness and sight. We are threatened by all things, by the devil of cruelty, and we are drawn to all things by the devil of delight. Mythical devil, giving us our usual blindness and our occasional insight. Suntans in reservation dining rooms, hill miners in their lantern rays. That's like night and day. Look at the hostage smiles on the presidents, and freedom scribbled in the subway. Night and day. We're threatened by all things. We are threatened by the god of cruelty, just as we're drawn to all things by the sweet God of delight. Mythical God, poet created God, to labelly experience the phenomena of night and day. Thank you. critics of all expression, judges in black and white, saying what is wrong. Standards, or by our own troubles or our own ideals, we fight wrong and right. And we are threatened by all things. We are men of cruelty, just as we're drawn to all things, sweet men. Legality, judges and lawyers wrong and right. Rich man's wrong and right. Poor man's wrong and right. Your best friend's got a code of wrong and right. Everybody's got their internal wrong and right. Natural wrong and right.
Hi,
we're back.
We are back in the studio. You're still listening to WMFO. You didn't change the station. Is anyone even listening?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe a couple.
Yeah. Hey.
Hi, listeners.
Hi,
people.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Call in.
If you really want to.
If you really want to.
If you really want to, call in. And yeah, tell us what you think of those songs.
What's up, gang?
I'll read the first of our PSAs for today, then.
First of our PSAs.
Well, I want to read Ladders, but I'm not going to read Ladders. I'm going to read a different one.
Okay, go for it.
Isaac is going to read Ladders.
Oh, am I?
Yes. Are you interested in Tufts or Medford Somerville history? Consider taking an adventure to the Tufts Archival Research Center. They're open Monday through Friday by appointment starting at 9 a.m. And their walk-in hours go from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Tufts Archival Research Center is home to more than 700 unique collections documenting the history of Tufts and other specialized subject areas. Yes, plugging my place of employment.
Yes.
If you are a representative of a Tufts club, or even just in a Tufts club, hit my email. Hit up archives@tufts.edu, and you can have a personalized group outreach session from the archives to show you not only what cool stuff happened at Tufts in the last 200 years,
but also other stuff.
Yeah, other stuff. Stuff about your club.
Yeah. I had a children's media class last semester, and we were learning about children's media, and the Tufts Archives has a really great collection of, what's his name?
Mark Brown?
Yes.
The guy who made Arthur.
Arthur, thank you. Of those illustrations and the sketches and storyboarding,
We have the Arthur Bible.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. So even like the most niche like topics you can imagine they probably have.
Joe came last semester with the Ultimate Frisbee team, and we brought out a frisbee from the 90s that we had.
Oh wow, that's cool.
So yeah, if you're listening and you are a part of a Tufts club, email me, because we want more stuff from Tufts clubs,
especially SMFA people. If you're an SMFA person and are interested in getting more information from our school to the Tufts archives, please do so.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders to the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
I feel like that was at least like halfway on beat.
I kind of... Halfway through, I was like, I should try to line it up, and it was really not natural for me.
Like, speed it up, and then go back into it.
Yeah. It was a somewhat half-hearted attempt.
Interesting. Maybe.
I think it wasn't heart. It was planning in this game.
Slowly, it's when you talk close enough. Open the bruise up and let some of the blues blood come out to show them. I had to, like, open the bruise up and let some of the blues blood come out to show them. Come come out to show them, 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 come out
I'm
come out to show them.
That was Come Out, Steve Reich, I think.
That was crazy.
Reich? It's the German word.
I, like, didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into at the beginning of that.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
From 1967.
Oh, wow.
It's a recording of someone who is involved in the Central Park, was it 5 or 6? I can't, it's a number.
Central
riot.
Park 5.
Yeah. Central Park 5, I was right.
Oops,
the first time.
I was going to say 7. Well, because there's a Chicago, there was, right?
That was a different
the
number
Chicago
of people.
Chicago 7.
Yes, yeah. Different thing.
Okay. I watched a movie on those guys
once.
Okay,
I get it, I got it confused. Yeah, that's why I got it confused. Interesting.
Yeah, that was sampled by Madlib and MF Doom in America's Most Blunted, and I think also by Earl Sweatshirt in another song. Unfortunately, we don't really have time to listen to America's Most Blunted. I gotta turn it over to Joe,
Josenberg.
Who's sitting on the couch. I think he's gonna make me play some songs for him.
Master of Puppets controlling the strings.
Yeah, we'll be back next week with more music.
Yay!
Will we be back next week, actually?
Yes.
Next week?
Clara is on Wednesday.
Clara's on Wednesday. We will be going to see Miss Claire Cottrell.
Finally! Finally! I was gonna go my freshman year after I saw Beba Doobie, but I honestly, I don't know. I ended up not going. It was with the girl from Northeastern, the whole...
There's a larger story that
there's
is
a
not
larger
fit
story,
for the radio.
Yeah, not
that we don't have time for because we have a 1 minute left of our show.
Yeah, but I was gonna go on that.
Yeah, this has been Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, if you liked the songs you heard, I'll play similar ones next week, and probably a couple more times throughout the week because I'm in the station a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My show's tomorrow at midnight.
That's Isaac.
No one ever listens because it's at
Isaac,
midnight.
I always try to listen. I always like, I'm interested in listening, but I wake up at 6.
It is, no one is, and it's fine. Like, it's, it wouldn't have been my first choice for time either. This is the life we live as DJs. We're
this
not.
Is true.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever want to listen to a show not live, that's always available on our websites. Just go to whatever show it is and then click on the archive. You can listen to it for 2 weeks.
Plenty of people will ask me for the archive. Well, my mom, but sometimes it will also get sent to other people,
and you
but
can,
usually my mom.
You can listen to a show that's over 2 weeks old. You just have to email me.
You can also ask my dad to record your show.
True. Me as
I don't
dad
know if it's that deep, but if it is needed, perhaps.
Yeah, we're out of here. Bye.